This News Talk 1010 podcast is brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.
Almost every time, maybe I could say every time, that my wife and I are on some trip and we end up, especially if we end up on kind of a two-lane country road situation and we pass an old church, my wife will say, "Oh, I'd love to buy a church like that and turn it into a house." Every single time, like I don't know. But it's just something that is very attractive to her. I'm not sure that we'll ever end up actually doing it, but she just thinks it would be cool. And with a drastic decline in church attendance across the country, unfortunately, an estimated 9,000 churches and other religious spaces are going to permanently close, they think, in the next decade. One of them, 150-year-old St. James Anglican Church in Ingersoll, Ontario, is now going to be turned into a different kind of facility. And Toronto property developer Apostolos Sigalas is one of the people working on this and joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. Fantastic. Thanks for having me.
You have a cool name. Is there a nickname that goes along with Apostolos? Or Apostolos, I mean?
Apostolos, yeah. I promised my grandfather I'd keep the name going.
Okay. But, like, do people call you Appy or something?
Apollo for short sometimes.
Oh, Apollo.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
We keep the Greek theme going.
All right. So what are you doing with this church?
So it's you know, I heard your story about you and your wife. That's pretty interesting because I will do the same thing traditionally, right?
Yeah.
This church isn't one of those typical smaller steeple churches. It's actually a massive stone structure with a 60-foot tower, a gymnasium, a banquet facility. It's right downtown in Ingersoll. So it also has a commercial kitchen. So when I looked at this church, it's been servicing the community on all aspects for about 150 years. I looked at it right away. I fell off my chair. It was a beautiful structure. And I thought to myself, this would be great to convert into something in the hospitality industry, preferably a microbrewery that could have production in the gymnasium and retail in the banquet facilities and host events. It comes with 38 parking spaces. And I thought it was a turnkey operation, so I was really excited about it. I saw the potential in being in business for 15 years in the finance industry and being part of the hospitality industry, owning restaurants. You know, I kind of understood what the needs in the hospitality industry would be and basically how to finance it. So we moved very quickly, talked to the town. They were 100% on board. And the fact that I was interested in it, I actually had to convince the parish to sell it to me.
Yeah.
And to show that I had good intentions with it, because this property, if anyone gets a chance to listen and go to 184oxford.ca, it's massive. They wanted to make sure that I would keep the integrity of the building and not tear it down and build condos, which would be much more profitable.
Okay, so they didn't want condos there, and I'm sure they didn't want you to turn it into some sort of adult entertainment center.
But yeah, I don't know how many people want to go to that.
Well, the thing is that churches, not all churches, but many, many churches have really had cool construction, a good, cool architecture.
Absolutely, and this reminds me. I spent some time traveling in Italy and in Greece, and you know I've been in Tuscany, and I see these buildings that are 500 to 1,000 years old, repurposed into hotels, shops, boutiques, wineries, and I'm thinking to myself, why are we doing this? Right, if I come from Toronto, I've been in developing for how many years, and you know we've built beautiful condo developments, but to do that, we have to destroy something to build something, and I understand it's so much more profitable in Toronto, but in outside the towns or other smaller cities, I think we can do better, and bringing a microbrewery into this will create jobs in the town. I mean, if they have events, they would 200 people coming into a town will need service. Be it hotel, gas, restaurants, and then from there it will be economically benefit the town. And then what you do is, okay, well, then I'm going to build a condo next door.
Yeah.
Right? Or, you know, or do some kind of boutique hotel attached to it. The key is to maintain the historical significance of our history, basically, of Canadian history, which is somewhat kind of dwindling.
And yeah, it's a little harder to do in Toronto, where we need to go up, and we need to be up 30, 40 stories or maybe more, and so you can't do what you're doing there. But in Ingersoll, you take a 150-year-old St. James Anglican Church with a bunch of 3,000-square-foot spaces and a commercial kitchen and everything. It would be a tragedy to tear that down.
Absolutely, right? When it can be repurposed pretty quickly. And, you know, I understand about seeing, I mean, I've been looking at this for years, but for the past couple of years, seeing where, you know, we can invest and do something great like this. And, you know, there's a lot of factors you have to look at. You have to look at, okay, well, one, is the church or is the property, you know, appeasing, right? To somebody, is it functional? Is it in an economic viable area? And this property checked all the boxes off.
Yeah.
So,
well,
you know,
what about COVID, though? How's that affecting what you're trying to do right now?
Well, when I took possession of the church, we rebranded it into the Oxford. That was in March. So what we did, we had to kind of de-churchify the property by removing all the religious symbols, taking down the stained glass windows, which, by the way, we were featured on the History Channel for on the show Salvage.
You took out the stained glass windows?
We removed them and replaced them and maintained them.
Okay.
And the last thing I would ever do was damage them. And like I said, there was a whole episode on the Salvage Kings TV show on History Channel about it.
Okay.
And, you know, we have to make it appealing to, you know, tenants to come in. In the end, not too many people want to be sitting in a restaurant looking at religious symbols all day, right?
Well, but stained glass windows, though, maybe it depends what's in them. But it's an interesting project, and maybe as you get closer, we can check in with you again, because I like the cool repurposing of buildings as opposed to tearing everything down. Apostolos Sigalos, finance broker and property redeveloper, doing this project in Ingersoll. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, good to talk to you.
This News Talk 1010 podcast was brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.